All right, so let me set the setting for you here on this one. Gary Walachek and his boat, My Reward, was the name of the boat. It was a nice dusky. It was about a 30-foot dusky. Had a single engine on it, and we fished it a lot. And, back to the boat later on. But we're going along. This is a morning. It's nice. We're off of Hillsborough Inlet. We're going out. We're out about 11, 12 miles offshore, and damn if we don't find a frigate bird. There it is, going along just as cool as everything. And we literally run over to it. I get the lines out. We don't have the lines out a minute. Bam, fish on. Oh, unbelievable. Bring a dolphin in. Not a small dolphin, but there again, not no huge dolphin. Or I'd have lied about it already. Anyway, so the next thing I know is where's the frigate bird? Let's find the frigate. So there we see the frigate way away from us, and Gary takes off after the frigate. Boom, boom, boom. Waves are a little choppy, but nothing bad. It was a beautiful ocean, actually, you know, just a little chop. We're going along, and boom, 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 and all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. The engine's really revving up, but we're not going anywhere. We're starting to slow down. I go, what the hell's going on, Gary? And Gary says, I don't know, man. He says, look under there. And I pulled the top off of the battery box. It was a cover in the floor, a little cover. And when I pulled it off, a stream of water shot up about 4 feet in the air. Not just a little stream. We're talking about the whole thing just shot up water about 4 feet in the air. And the boat's immediately taken on water. So I yell at Gary, turn towards land, and keep going, and all. I grab a bucket, and I open up the side console to get down in the center of the boat, and the water was already about halfway up your legs and all. I'm going, oh, man. We start throwing out a few buckets of water, and I realize that's nothing. This ain't working. So I yell at Gary, please, Gary, get off of Mayday. Get off of Mayday. Nah, you sure, man? I go, get off of Mayday. So Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. This is My Reward. We're 11 miles off Boca Raton Inlet going down with two men on board. Gary lets the microphone go, and all you can hear on the radio is, we're catching a couple of sails down here off of Hillsborough. I go, broadcast it again, send it again, send it again. So Gary hops on it and jumps on. Mayday, Mayday, this is My Reward. We're 11 miles off Boca Raton Inlet. We're going down with two men on Coast Guard radio. This is My Reward. This is Coast Guard radio. There are two men on board. You're off 11 miles off. And just then the radios fry out. All the salt water covered the batteries. That was the end of the radios, and they're done. Now, we're really taking on a lot of water, and the boat's starting to settle in by the stern. So, I look up, and one of our little coolers had floated away. So I told Gary, I said, Gary, I'm going after that cooler. We may need this thing. So I swim out there to the cooler. I get the cooler. I bring it back. And by this time, the only thing that's out of the water is just a little bitty piece of the bow. And it's going up on the waves, down on the waves. And every time it goes down, it lets out a little air. Pshh. Now this time, me and Gary are in the water. I've got a pair of sunglasses on, no shirt. He's got a shirt and a pair of shorts, and that's that. So we're in the water. And all of a sudden, a wave goes up with the boat, and it goes down, and it goes up, and the next one comes down, and when it goes down, it just keeps on going. And Gary goes, where's my boat? And I go, point down, and there's just this little white dot that's sinking out of sight into thousands of feet of water. So now, we look around, we have a seat cushion. We have the cooler that I went and got, and me and Gary are in the water And there's all sorts of fishing line shit like that, and it floats for just a few minutes, and then we can't find any of that crap, and that's gone. But we do have some life jackets. Unfortunately, they're stored very, very neatly, per Coast Guard's request, underneath the seat cushions, and they're under on the boat. And so here we are in the water. Now, immediately, we look around, and we see land. You can see the little buildings out on ocean out on the edge of the water out there. They look like little bitty ball bearings. They're that small. That's how big these buildings look out there. So we do, okay, Gary, let's go. We got to try to just see what we can do here. Well, about 5 minutes after we start swimming, we stop swimming, and we realize that all we're doing is burning up energy in a futile, you know, challenge. That's not going to happen. We're not swimming in. So, here we are. We're right there. Now, we're moving north pretty good, at a pretty good clip, and we're just bobbing along, waiting to be picked up, hopefully, by somebody. And then we notice, with relief, that a helicopter is searching down south of us. Looks like about 5-6 miles down south. It's kind of hard to judge that far away, but the Coast Guard is searching down there. Now, believe me, they would have never found us. This all happened about 8:30 in the morning, by the way. Okay, and hours went by and hours went by, and we just kept bobbing along. Gary, he's telling me about all the shark. Remember that shark we caught last week? Beat the snot out of it with the damn gaff hook, getting the hook out of it, and we finally let it go. Oh, yeah, I do, Gary. Well, every piece of seaweed that touched me, the whole movie of Jaws came into my mind. It just, I just couldn't believe it. Anyway, but we were floating along, and I wasn't really sure about this one. I've been in some tough situations before, but this one's pretty much out of my control by now. Now, the helicopter, by the way, those boys didn't give up all day long. We saw them working back and forth. They're about 5-6 miles at least down south of us, but they didn't give up either. They were right there on it all day. Didn't get serious till about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon when we start seeing the sun. Wow, the sun's starting to get on down low. And then around 6 o'clock, I estimate 6 o'clock because there was no way to tell. I mean, I didn't have a watch on. Nobody had a watch on anyway. Sun's low on the horizon. And I notice that way inshore, there's a boat running up north, turning around and running back south. And I tell Gary, I said, Gary, I think that guy's looking for us. I said, every time he swings the bow around, please, let's wave, do anything we can, possibly. Oh, by the way, we had already had two boats go by us, about 150 feet away from us, maybe. But they didn't see shit. They just, boom, they could have ran us over. Anyway, but this guy was going up and back, and we'd wave every time. And finally, one time he turns, and all of a sudden, I see him turn back around. He gets straight on to us and starts, boom, boom, got it going. And, I mean, we see the bow wake and all, and he's coming right at us. And I go, I can't believe this shit. Unbelievable. Oh, my God. This guy pulls up, and this sports fisherman right beside us pulls right, the Zenith was the name of it, pulls right up there. We swim over to the dive platform. The guys are all yelling and everything. Walchuk, I help his ass on the damn dive platform. I get up there myself. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, somebody hands me a bottle of champagne. Hey, man, unbelievable. And Walchuk, he gets up and goes over into the boat, and he says to me, Riggins, we've died and went to heaven. I said, what? So what the hell are you talking about? I lean over the fantail of the back end of the stern of the boat there, and the girl with the biggest titties I have ever seen in my life was right there. Boom! Right there. Come to find out, these two guys that own this boat, they made a bar bet with some guys sitting in a bar, at 8:30 in the morning when they heard our mayday that they could find us faster than the Coast Guard. They'd been out fishing earlier that day and got in already. They was drinking at the bar for breakfast. And they jumped on their boat. This girl works at the Cheetah 3 Lounge. Amazing. There's a shock. And she runs down and she hops on the boat. And they all come out. She tells them guys, hey, I got good eyes. I'm from Kentucky or something like that. And I got real good eyes for hunting. And damn, she wasn't up in the tuna tower. And she says to them down below the coordinate of these guys, she yells, hey, there's two guys out there swimming. Are that what the guys we're looking for? And that's the way we were found. And I could not believe it. I could not believe it. That was why I call this story Saved. Now, you would think this would be the end of this story, wouldn't you? We're on the boat. We're going back in. No, not exactly. The Coast Guard decides that they need to have a statement from us, so they run their cutter up there. And now, the Coast Guard is running parallel to the boat, okay? And we're all going along. The girl decides that she is going to get up in the tower and give everybody a show. She gets up and gets buck naked, turns the radio up so loud you could barely hear yourself think, and starts just giving everybody a show. Literally everybody on the Coast Guard boat, our boat, everybody was staring at this girl. Unfortunately, when I say everybody, I mean everybody. The captain of our boat, the helmsman of the other ship that was sailing beside us. And they kept getting closer and closer until all of a sudden the alarm went off. Beep, beep, beep. Fend off on the starboard side. Fend off on the starboard. The damn Coast Guard cutter almost ran us over. Would have been two sinkings in one day. I think that would have been some kind of record. Nothing to be proud of. Yep, yeah, it would have been. But anyway, that's the story of the Save. That's how it is, and that's how it was. Anyway, I'll talk to y'all later. I just wanted to let you know that story. That's all right. So, oh, by the way, the whole story stemmed from Walachek had broke a piece of fiberglass on the boat a couple of weeks earlier, and what he did was, instead of paying the $1,300 that the guy at the sand, you know, at the Pompano Marine wanted to fix the damn thing, nah, he knew a guy that he found over at some bar for $4.90 would fix it. So that's the guy we got to repair the boat. But it was quite a story. We had a lot of fun. Made it through it. That was the most fun. Anyway, talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.